The Head and Heart of Revival. Leisure and I have parted company. We shall never meet again. John Wesley. Oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise. Charles Wesley. When John and Charles Wesley were born, Queen Anne was on the throne of England, and Louis XIV was ruling France. Isaac Newton was still alive. The philosopher John Locke had only recently passed away. America was merely a disjointed group of colonies, and the advent of the steam engine and the Industrial Revolution were still decades away. England, especially the Wesley brothers' birthplace of Epworth, was mostly agricultural and provincial. In the past half century, England had suffered a series of civil wars, the most notable being the last, which made Oliver Cromwell the protectorate of England. For more than a decade, England was without a monarch. When the monarchy was restored, the crown had considerably less power, sharing it now with Parliament, and after having had a Puritan for a protector, the Church of England no longer had a stranglehold on religious life.